Hey, Jordan.
Hello, Ryan.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome to our listeners to Season 2, Episode 1.
Finally back from summer vacation.
That's right. How was your summer vacation?
It was not bad, Ryan. It was not bad.
Good.
Only at the end I had to make a trip to the hospital. But what about you?
Well, I didn't have to make a trip to the hospital, so that's good. Otherwise, I had a fine summer vacation. Yeah, it was great.
Nice.
Did you play any new games?
Well, there are a ton of new games.
There are.
And I, however, did not play any of those new games.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that more on the next episode. This one's kind of a quick hello to everybody, and we're going to dive into a new feature we're going to try to do, which is weird video games.
Yeah, these are very weird video games that somehow Ryan was able to find.
Well, would you expect anything less from me?
Well, yeah.
So today we're going to start with, we're going to watch a little walkthrough of, from the list I've found, this is one of the weirder video games out there. It is called Seaman.
Seaman.
And it is, came out for the Sega Dreamcast.
Why do I have a feeling hearing Seaman is like trying to mix mermaid with merman?
It could be. This game, we're going to, so for the listeners, we're going to just, we're watching this on YouTube, Seaman Day 1 walkthrough. If you're interested in checking it out, please sync it up and follow along if you want.
Yeah.
So if you're wanting to do this, pause the podcast for a second, get it ready to go, and we'll give a little countdown to us hitting play, and then you can follow along with us.
All right.
And we're going to check out Seaman, tell you what we think. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, play. And of course, it is an ad. No, it's not. Okay, it's just a weird
part of the video.
Weird intro to this video. Off to a weird start. Okay, here we go. It says, shut up and play.
Seaman. This legendary creature will be dependent on you for its life's blood. We'll begin right here in Gasset's laboratory. Where is this laboratory? What awaits you within?
All right, so far,
no idea what Seaman is or how it evolved.
It's just a narration.
This is something you must find out for yourself, as there is little documentation to help you on your way. My name is Leonard Nimoy, and I will be your guide. Well, this is your first day with the Seaman kit. Your first step will involve preparing the tank for Seaman's arrival. Adjust the tank settings to be an adequate temperature with sufficient oxygen. While adjusting, keep in mind that blue is the color of the sea, and thus an appropriate color for the care of Seaman. Then take the egg from the storage matrix and place it in the tank. The water's temperature is key to the hatching of the egg. Once hatched, the Nautilus will play a very important role in Seaman's development. Each time you visit this laboratory, I'll be here to offer advice and guidance. If you tire of my voice, you may press the start button to skip at any time.
If you tire of his voice, you could hit the... So far, I would say, boring.
Very boring.
So hopefully this gets a little more exciting. I have my doubts, but let's find out. All right, it says it's now loading, so we'll see what happens. Do not remove the memory card during gameplay.
Oh, I thought this was just going to be a standstill picture that we're watching a monkey.
No, that was the Seaman.
Yeah, the Seaman startup screen. I didn't even know that.
All right, so we're seeing the screen. It looks like a fish tank. The air is bubbling in, as you can hear. So it's telling us try not to go over a certain degree. We have to feed. We're giving the seaman an egg apparently to eat. Now saving. Okay.
No, I think that's seaman in the egg.
Oh, you know what? That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So obviously the graphics are not okay. So there's a hand, a floating hand. This is already so
this
much
terrible person.
There's
just
so much going
this
on, but yet nothing. Oh, so there's a little hand tapping on the screen, tapping a shell.
And then the shell's reacting.
Something's coming out of the shell. I can only guess that's the seaman. There's some other things floating around.
It's floating. It's how?
All right, so the shell is floating, and there's stuff coming out of it.
It's trying to grab one of those. This game looks so weird.
It is, so far, whoa, it actually just happened, but I would say so far it is as boring as the intro, would you lead you believe?
Yeah, with the guy saying, if you're tired of my voice.
Honestly, I miss his voice now. This is so,
yeah, this is so boring.
So essentially, we're looking at a tank. A finger that you tap on the glass of the tank, I'm assuming, to try to get Seaman to come out of the shell?
I don't think that's Seaman.
You don't think
would be
that's
a fish.
Seaman.
If I'm going by his name correctly.
What is happening? All right. Whatever it is coming out of the shell is eating something.
Literally, all I'm hearing through the headphones is, like, someone tapping on the glass rapidly.
That's what's happening.
It's like dealing with my next-door neighbor in New York.
Who is this game for, is what I'm wondering. Like,
my biggest question is, who or why would they create it?
I don't know. It seems...
Heck, I would watch paint dry more funnier than this.
Yeah, this is not... All right, it just ate something else. I'm hoping that we get to some sort of action in this. Should we just... Boy, we're halfway through this walkthrough, and we've heard Leonard Nimoy talking, and we've seen and heard a hand tapping on the glass of the tank.
Yeah.
And that's about all we're getting out of this so far. If this were me, I would have shut off the game at this point.
If this was me, I at the beginning with all the talking, I'm like, I would have just turned it off.
Yeah.
Would have completely just ripped it out. Hey, Ma, Dad, I think I need a new console.
All right, so the shell is... All right, we just zoomed out so we can see the tank a little bit better.
Oh, nope. Now we're back onto the shell.
Now we're just on the shell. Hopefully something's going to happen is this? Before this walkthrough is over.
It's got the most bad graphics I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're not good. And I didn't find out when this was released.
Oh, my God.
All right, something's happening. Air is being added to the tank. The heater's okay. The light's on now. There's some bubbling happening. Well, a little burst of air.
Yeah. Dude, you gonna tap on the glass more?
What is this game?
It's like watching paint dry.
All right, so that just shot out ink. Black, I'm guessing it's ink. Black.
So it's a squid.
It's a squid of some sort. So that's not the seaman.
No. Oh, wait.
What?
The things it collected, I'm pretty sure it's laying eggs.
So more... it's gonna. So the squid gives birth to the seaman?
I think so. Because it literally just ate almost every egg that was in the.
Just saw. All right, here we go. We're tapping on that glass again.
Yep. Sounds like pebbles being thrown. All right,
here comes the squid's coming out. It's definitely a squid. It's not a seaman. I've seen what the seaman looks like. This is not it.
Oh my god. That looks like an abomination. Look at this.
Now, we've played some boring games on this podcast.
Yeah.
But this is a new level.
Yeah, this is new level boring. Probably even more boring than COD.
Yeah, this is... And honestly, it... Oh my gosh, what is happening? All right, I think the squid just gave... All right, it says so
begins our... The squid just gave birth to Seaman.
There is Seaman. And honestly, it's sort of worth it. Oh, he's... So the hand is tickling Seaman. Sorry for all the silence, folks, but we are speechless by this video game.
Oh my, is that a fish with a face?
Yeah, that's Seaman.
That's the fish with the face.
Why? Oh, Seaman just talked.
I'm learning. What's the point?
What? What is?
Oh my god.
You can try talking to him. So you can talk to the seaman? Okay. So that was our 10-minute seaman walkthrough.
I never want to see that again.
All right, let's just watch. We're going to just skip a little ahead of ourselves here. And let's just see. All right, so...
Hello, everybody.
Okay, I don't need to hear you talking.
Yeah.
All right. So
this is our podcast, not yours.
Okay. So we're looking a little further ahead into Seaman the game, and from what I can tell, it's dark in the tank now. Let's see. Go a little further.
We're in a complete other tank.
Okay. Now that Seaman.
As a frog.
So. It's just as creepy looking. There's flies in this. All right,
this would be the type of stuff I see in my nightmares.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Jordan.
It's a frog with a face. It's a
frog with a human face and a weird thing on its head.
There's two.
There's two of them, different colored frogs.
Oh, my God.
And they're not underwater. So I'm not sure how this is Seaman, honestly. This
game developer just straight up said, oh, what's more creepy than... Well, a man with a creepy face. An animal with a creepy face.
Yeah, and what are they doing?
Oh my god, they're staring into each other's soul.
Alright, now they're connected their antennas.
What?
Alright.
Maybe you rock my tank.
What?
Well, that was quick, wasn't it?
Okay, so the one, in case you didn't hear that, the one frog man, Seaman, just said, baby, you rock my tank.
What? I'm just speechless for this game. It's just...
Yeah, this is...
Why would a developer just think of such a weird and boring game?
Do you want to play this game?
No.
Part of me does, because it's so bizarre. I want to know what's happening.
Yeah, it's so bizarre, but it's so boring.
Yeah. I don't know who this is for. I don't know why it was made. I'm with you. why would you make this game? And if anyone out there is listening and this is your favorite game, apologize. Not trying to make fun of the things you love.
Yeah.
But why do you like this game?
Yeah, that is my main concern and main question.
All right, let's just click on this other one real quick.
If you
quick.
Suffer from diabetes.
We don't. We're fine. I mean, I don't think I do.
So many ads.
All right, so we just clicked on one that looks like it's a little later in the game. Again, it's a finger tapping on glass, but this is not in a tank anymore. They seem to be in a jungle.
Yeah.
And it's the two frogmen dancing around to a beat. This is the hidden credits of the game that we're watching right now. And honestly, the most exciting part of the game I've seen.
Yeah.
Because they're actually doing something.
Other than just jumping around.
And talking to each other. So, Jordan, I feel like I should apologize to you and the listener for this weird video game idea. Because this is very bizarre.
This.
Was this game popular? We're going to do some research. We'll get back to you next episode about what the world thought of this game.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a fish with a face.
Yeah. And.
And now we've moved on from fish to frogs. What's next? Bears?
Yeah, So, if the fish originally was a tadpole, turns into a frog, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But shouldn't it be called Frogman? If that's the case, like, I don't.
What's a good game? What's a good game name to call this game? When they just look at the first evolution of Fishman. Well, Fishman.
Yeah, let's just.
Even though he turns into a frog later on in the game, Fishman.
And also, frogs don't live in the sea.
No, they don't.
Right? I mean, to my knowledge, they don't. Maybe there's a type
they
of frog.
They live literally near ponds and lakes.
Yes, that's my assumption. All I know in life, everything I've learned about frogs, they don't live in the sea. So why is it Seaman?
Yeah.
None of this makes sense.
None of it.
My guess is this game must have come with the Dreamcast when you bought the console.
This?
Because who would buy this?
Yeah. It's like, hey, you want a free game, kids? Yeah, have Seaman.
And never buy another game for the system. Because this is, again, if you enjoy this game as a kid or you played it recently and you love it, you know, not trying to pick on you, but.
It's.
What?
Just why?
Yeah. See, I think this weird video game segment is going to be a lot of why.
Just why would you?
I would like to watch a short documentary about this game, why it was made, who made it, how well it did. All right, we're going to do some research. So that was just our quick preview of our new segment, Weird Games.
Yep.
We're not going to be able to play them all because we're not going to buy a Sega Dreamcast so we can play Seaman, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, because I know how hard it is to find a Sega Dreamcast.
I would think they're rare at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm curious about the console and how well it sold and what games were on it other than Seaman. I'm guessing they had normal games. It was Sega, so there was probably a Sonic game for the Dreamcast.
I hope so, to balance out with Seaman.
Yeah, that was really weird. So thanks everyone for listening to our first mini episode.
Even Sega didn't want to help this game whatsoever. It's like, hey, we'll just have you on our Dreamcast. We just won't, like, we're not here, you know. This game sucks.
So weird. Seaman. All right, we're going to...
This one just left me speechless.
Yeah, yeah, which isn't great for a podcast. We're going to have to figure out weird games that don't leave us speechless.
Yeah, we're going to have to look that one up next. Weird games that are weird but are good for podcasts.
We'll make our own list.
Yeah.
This one will not be on it.
No, because it just left us speechless, and our audience is just listening to us and listening to this dude that just talks over us and just says, if you are getting annoyed of my voice, then please press start.
Honestly, at first, I was annoyed by his voice. Now, it might be the least annoying thing about the game is him talking.
Yeah, I think I'd rather listen to that man read me a book than actually play that game.
And I bet you could, because I bet he's read books. That's Leonard Nimoy. I'm not sure if you know who that is, but he played Spock on the original Star Trek. And also, this has nothing to do with video games. Leonard Nimoy put out, he put out records, and he has a song about Bilbo Baggins from The Lord of the Rings that is hysterical. So, listeners, after you're done checking out Seaman, type in The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins by Leonard Nimoy, and it will perk you right up and brighten your day.
Unlike Seaman.
Unlike Seaman, which will make you wonder.
Will make you probably go deaf.
And just like...
Because I'm over here with headphones just listening, and it's just sounding like my neighbor in New York just tapping on the glass like, hey, can I borrow some sugar?
Oh, that was too funny. So stay tuned for more episodes that have more content than just this. This is just a quick one to get us going again this year.
Yeah, just to get us kick-started.
That's right. So, Jordan, thanks so much.
Yeah.
It's really great to see you again. Great to be behind the mic with you. And I'm excited for this year. We got a bunch of great ideas. So.
Yeah.
Signing off. Have a good day, Jordan. You have anything to say to people?
Everyone stay safe. And, well, just try your best to stay alive.